You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Psalm 147 and verse 11. I read, "The Lord takes pleasure in those who fear Him, in those who hope in His mercy." Brethren, I want to share with you a great secret of walking with God. The Bible says God takes pleasure in those who fear Him. There are millions of people on earth, or billions, and God loves men. But I tell you, God has particular interest in those that fear God. He has particular interest in them. He loves them specially. His eyes are upon them. Do you know what it means to take delight in something? That God will say, "I take delight in this person." That is why, even though God is perfectly being worshipped in heaven, He has interest on earth. He will still look upon the sons of men on earth. What is He looking for? Is looking for men that fear Him. Is looking for men that His fear is implanted in their heart. And what does it mean to fear God? The Bible says to fear God is to depart from evil, is to depart from wickedness, is to depart from sin through our Lord Jesus Christ. And then He says, in those who hope in His mercy. God is looking for and looking at men that are so weak in themselves that all they depend on is mercy. The natural human tendency is to be strong. You want to be strong. But you see, God, He delights in those who hope in His mercy. Those who are saying, "Lord, if you don't show me mercy, there is no way." When God finds a man or woman like that, that's when God is excited. That's when God brings His power on behalf of such a person. That was a lesson that Jesus Christ had to teach Paul. And then Paul finally said, "When I'm weak, I am strong." He said, "I will glory in my infirmity." We want to be strong, but God actually wants us to be weak so that we can hope in His mercy. Do you know that when you don't know how to do something, or you are not good at something, and they ask you to do it, you are praying, you are saying, "God, you need to help me. God, I need your help." And God will come through for you. You will now do it even better than those who are expert. But when it is something you know how to do, you just go proudly in your heart. And then you just go and do it. And that is it. Because you can do it. You are not afraid. It's an area you are knowledgeable. I pray that even in area where you are an expert, that you will become so weak, you will be dependent on God. The same thing happened to a preacher. Every genuine and correct preacher will tell you that each time they had to preach, they don't know what to say, and they don't have the courage and the boldness, but they hope in God. And that's why God will always come through for those preachers. You cannot listen to them and not know that rivers of life has been opened through their lives. God is consistently looking for men who hope in His mercy. We want to be confident. We don't want to hope in God's mercy. In fact, we think it is a disadvantage. People whom God had broken to hope in His mercy, if they don't have understanding, they will be struggling with God to become strong so that they don't have to hope in God's mercy. From human perspective, it may not look great, but I tell you that from a divine perspective, it is hoping in God's mercy that opens the resources of heaven to a man's life. That's what makes the grace of God available to a man. I pray that you will understand this mystery in Christ Jesus. Thank you for listening. For inquiries and counseling, please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.